Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
334, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Les Mis is coming to the Altria Theater, Broadway in Richmond. We got one of the stars who's going to join us at 435. And then at 535, our pal Mike Dickinson, you know, a citizen journalist, but also WWE expert. And I know he's got some reporter stuff he wants to talk about, but one of the things we have to talk about is this dust-up, allegedly, at Madison Square Garden between one of these guys who's injured, what was it, from the Giants, I think? And some of the WWE performers. Now, it is being treated as a gigantic story. And here's what I can tell you. Despite the coverage coming from the lamestream media here, if it involves WWE, if it involves anybody who is working for WWE, if there is any involvement, I'm here to tell you it's a work. So stop with the gigantic, oh my God, he's going to, this guy who is injured from the Giants and he's not playing and it's all blah, blah. Man, you got to lighten up. But anyway, we will get Mike Dickinson to weigh in on that. Taking a look, James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 434 says, Jeff, I wouldn't say we are wealthy, but we are blessed that my family and I have all that we need. Right. That's a certain level of security, right? To me, that's one of the best things ever. When you can sit back and say, hey, we're going to be okay. We're good. We'll be okay. It's a very powerful situation to be in. If you are desperate for a paycheck, well, then you're desperate. And then you're thinking, man, if I miss a paycheck, here's what is going to happen and here's what's not going to happen. And that is the worst possible place to be in. If you are at a place where you say, well, if the paycheck doesn't come, we'll be okay, then you kind of live your life in a very, very different way. And it's a much better place to be. 804 says, Jeff, well, I guess the people who only have the white lights for Christmas are the same folks who are watching all their TV shows in black and white to this day. I personally would just love to see the Tournament of Roses parade with no color. How about Santa in an all-white suit as well? Wow. Somebody's got an attitude. Good for you. Sharon from Old Glen Allen says, good afternoon, Jeff. It's always multicolored lights here. We are seniors now with grown children, but we are still kids at heart. Long live the multicolored lights. Wow. And I got a special texter. Now, I'm going to have to share this. Then we'll listen to this moron Zamdani or Zamdam Morani or whatever. White lights are a sign of white privilege. Come on now. Somebody crazy is probably saying that as we speak. You know that. All right. Now, I have an official comment here from Santa's favorite elf. Now, a lot of people don't realize that Santa's favorite elf actually lives right here in Central Virginia. She lives down in Midlothian, in fact. My pal, Emily. Yeah, Emily Morrissey is actually Santa's favorite elf because Emily works overtime getting all of her beautiful bracelets ready for Christmas. And I am slightly behind because I did get my package with all the new Christmas bracelets. So I got to start doing photos each day so they can see what they look like because you need to order them. But anyway, so Emily was given the choice between white lights or the multicolored lights. Yeah. Which I am happy to hear. So her mom, Kristen, sent me a note and said, "Hey, Jeff, last night I asked Emily if she wanted white lights or the multicolored lights. I plugged in both sets right next to each other so that she could decide. After much thought, she chose the white lights." And Emily doesn't strike me as a particularly fancy person. All right, well, hey. If it's white lights for Emily, then it's white lights for me. Because I, well, you know, we love Emily. Which reminds me, God, you know, we're almost to Thanksgiving. And I don't think we've gotten an official Christmas parade invite yet. You know the way this works, right? And if you don't, I'm going to remind you about it. I don't do parades solo. I won't do them. And I do get a lot of invites. Or I have gotten a lot of invites. Well, could you like to do this? I will not do a parade by myself. Why? Because Emily is so much better at the parade duty than I am. So it's a package deal. Last year, we did the Dominion Energy Christmas parade. You know, the big one on CBS6 and the whole bit. And I don't know if Emily's available this year. But if she is, and we get an invite, or I get an invite, just make sure you invite both of us, because I don't do them alone. I will only do my parades if my best buddy, Emily Morrissey, is right there beside me, okay? But we are, I think I'm available. I'll check the schedule. I got a couple of really cool things coming up around the holidays that I'm not allowed to talk about at the moment, but they're really cool, and I will let you know. And I'll let you know what I'm allowed to let you know. It'll probably be after the fact. All right, we've got a little snippet. Zoran, I'm trying to get it right. I really am. You think I'm trying to be funny? I really am.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think it's Zoran Mamdami, right? Is that it, Germ? Did I get it close? All right, so this is Zoran Mamdami, who promised everything to everybody. At the same time, he said, we will need to defund the police, and he hates cops, and he hates Jews, and he's going to order the three police officers that will be left at NYPD to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, all sorts of stupid stuff. And also said, oh, all of the buses are going to be free. All of the subways, I guess, will be free as well. Problem with that is that people are saying if that happens, then they're just going to become rolling homeless shelters. They're going to be populated with bums who will no longer have to pay. They won't have to get off the bus. and all the other free. Oh, the government supermarkets, you know, just like they had in the Soviet Union. They built beautiful supermarkets. They didn't have anything on the shelves. So anyway, here is the incoming mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdani, telling you all of this free stuff is really expensive. So you got to send him some money.
It's been 2 weeks since we won the election. We've been pretty busy.
Rejects the Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani.
Too often, this is a time of just celebration as opposed to preparation. We want to make it both.
A lot of these things are new, but one of them is pretty old. Fundraising. But why are we fundraising? Well, we have less than 50 days until we take office, and we have a lot to do. We have to vet the 50,000 resumes we've received. Thank you. We have to keep paying our incredible team. Thank you. And we have to plan not just our inauguration, but our policy implementation. Now, unlike the campaign, transitions do not get public matching funds from the city. So that 8-to-1 match, gone. It's up to us to raise the money. Usually campaigns take that as an opportunity to rely on wealthy donors, but that's not us. You've already been incredible. We've raised more than $1 million in just 2 weeks. Our average donation is around $77, and more than 12,000 of you have donated so far, which is much lower than the last administration's transition. But we're still asking for your help because we need to raise $4 million in total so January 1st can be the day we start to deliver, not start to prepare. I hope very soon not to have to ask you for money. But until then, I'm asking for you to go to transition2025.com and give whatever you can to help build a New York that everyone can afford. This is your city, and I can't wait to get to work. No, no, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, so here's what I can do. Here's how much I can send you. That's an official Bronx cheer. I can send you nothing. Why? Because you are about to do such terrible damage to New York City. But it is absolutely hysterical that this guy who promised all this free stuff is now saying it's going to cost $4 million for his, quote, transition. Well, I thought it was all free, dude. I thought the millionaires and billionaires up there were going to pay for it. The mean, nasty, evil business people were going to pay for it. How's that working out? You are asking regular folks to send you money. $4 million to put together your inauguration and transition team. Why doesn't your transition team work for free? I thought this was going to be that socialist paradise, man. From each according to ability to each according to need. Remember that? I mean, it's a hell of a theory. And it does work if you're in your family. If it's just you and the gang, you know, you and your immediate family, from each according to ability to each according to need, works great. Mom and dad are able to provide, and the kids have a lot of needs. It's pretty simple. If you start taking it outside the family, you might still be able to finesse it a little bit. You might still be able to make it work. It's when you get to the macro of from each according to ability to each according to need that the whole thing just poops the bed, doesn't it? Sure does. And did you hear about the public financing up there? Maybe this is part of the reason he was able to mount a winning campaign. 8-to-1 public financing? So the city of New York took taxpayer dollars at the rate of 8-to-1 for every dollar that Zoran Marx, or whatever the heck his name is there, raised. For every dollar, the city of New York gave him $8. Where'd those $8 come from? Why don't you give those $8 back, man? Why would you hang on to those? What an absolute unmitigated disaster he is for the city of New York. Now, I mean, he personally, look, the guy's never had a job. And he still lives in a rent-controlled apartment. He's gamed the system, even though his parents are multimillionaires. He's gamed the system his entire life. Now, well, terrible things are about to happen. Okay. Well, we'll see how that works out. James River Air text line always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 346. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.